Good morning, Francis.
Good morning, Nick.
So you thought your student loan debt was going to get forgiven. Mm-hmm. Well, you thought you had a chance, and I guess you still do have a chance.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. I don't want people jumping out of windows here. I mean,
but some questions have been raised.
Yeah, Houston, we have a problem.
Yeah. So let's talk about let's update this situation about student loan debt and student loan debt forgiveness.
Yes. Well, we've been talking about this for a long time, mm-hmm. but last week, the New York Times published an article, which was a great article. If you can read it, it gives you a lot more detail than I'm able to give in a few minutes here. But the highlights are this. We expect that about 25% of the American workforce might qualify for a student loan forgiveness program.
Mm-hmm.
That's millions of people, obviously.
Yeah.
A little over 500,000 have already signed up for this program. And thousands of letters have gone out from the Department of Education telling people that they expect their loans might be forgiven.
Right.
It turns out that those letters don't have a lot of value, it seems.
Okay.
And can be rescinded at any time and are not binding. So, you know what my gripe is. My gripe is people have taken jobs in public service, mm-hmm. not only to do the right thing, but with the idea that their $10,000, $20,000, $30,000, $300,000 worth of debt will be forgiven.
Mm-hmm.
Now, in order to do this, I think most people believe that you have to make 10 years worth of payments on time or 120 payments on time.
Okay.
Work for a public entity or a nonprofit government organization or mm-hmm. whatever, and then your loans will be forgiven.
And the rest of your loans will be forgiven.
So here's some details. It isn't your job. It's your employer. You can move from one qualifying employer doing the same job to another employer doing mm-hmm. the same job, and your loans might not qualify any longer.
Really?
Yeah. There's a bunch of other stuff that you can read in this article and find lots of information on the web. But of course, these people have taken lower income jobs in almost every case.
Right.
Assuming this is going to be the case, and it may not be, which means they're probably paying very little or nothing on their debt to begin with under income-based repayment.
Mm-hmm.
And that stuff is just sitting there. Also, this only applies to your federal loans. Your private loans.
That doesn't count. Yeah, this count. Is just the federal.
I love how everybody says it doesn't count. Doesn't count for this, right?
Well, doesn't count toward forgiveness.
That's absolutely right. So, four people have already filed suit about this. They're asking for this decision to be reversed on their loans because they have letters saying they were approved. Mm-hmm. Then the decision was being rescinded without really any explanation. The best we know at this stage, I think, is that this is really murky. Things are unclear.
Mm-hmm.
We won't know whether this works or not, even at a small level, until October of this year, when the first people start to actually, that starts to come to fruition for the first people. But I know that we talked about this in the past. I wish I had the presence ready already. We have started a new entity specifically about student debt.
Right.
It has a name, but not a presence yet, but you can still call me about it. Even if you're in a forgiveness program, we try to get these loans paid off, even with income-based repayment, before they would have been forgiven normally,
mm-hmm.
when it's possible, because the last thing you want is if these loans do get forgiven, then you may owe the tax on the forgiven dollars,
sure.
which comes into your income that year as unearned income. As ordinary income.
Right.
So this is, you know, often I bring you something that I say, watch out for this scam or that scam. This is really big news to a lot of people.
Right.
And again, the New York Times had this great article. You certainly can call us about it. I'm really sad for people who have been doing this because I fear, as I have for many years, that the money is just not there to support this program.
Yeah.
I'm not suggesting that it's an empty promise. I'm saying that it's a lot to gamble on,
mm-hmm.
and we should pay attention to it.
All right. Dr. Francis Ram is the Money Doctor of Power Down Debt and Power Up Retirement. If people have questions about this, as you said, they can always reach out and talk to you.
Right. If I've just depressed you, I promise there could be some good news.
There might be good news.
So you can call us at 413-774-5555 or visit us on the web at powerdowndebt.com.